Religions and astral entities. Hello, I hope you are all doing all right. Thank you for being here with me again. My name is Marie Swaru. My group and I have always explained how religions were created to serve as an instrument of population control, as a tool to control the greater public's spiritual belief systems, to keep them in a box, and completely under the control of the powers that be. The religious belief systems are carefully crafted to guide, and even force the public spirituality to adapt and conform perfectly to what the controllers in power want, all to be able to exploit the population as efficiently as possible, while at the same time keeping them in submission as much as possible, so they are not a threat to the ones in power. Religion is also said to be some kind of speed limit and fetter for the people, so they cannot find their true spirituality and connection to Source. All religions are based on true facts, which are elegantly deformed or twisted to serve as means to validate the rest of the official religious story. For example, there is a lot of hard evidence that a great flood did happen, yet the reasons for it are twisted at the advantage of the oligarchs in power. And another example of this would be angels and demons, where an angel could be associated with a higher density light being and a demon with a super narcissistic lower astral entity. The meaning, origins, and causes behind all the provable religious things are what has been twisted to fit into a fabricated story, adapted to the population control necessities and requirements of each culture and of each emperor, king or queen in power at the time of the creation of each religion, all written by paid erudites at the service of the crown and other powers at be, such as secret societies. And these religious stories are even adapted to the requirements of each moment in time, to fit into the prevailing mentality of the population they are meant to control. For example, much of the New Age movement is basically the same old religious story, but with a twist, flying saucers, and super-idealized, physically perfect people, who supposedly will altruistically save humanity from all things evil. But, even though most of the story behind religion is nothing but a fabricated fairy tale, it is still based on a considerable number of true facts, which real causes and nature are also being hidden from the greater population to prevent them from using that knowledge to their advantage, with it perhaps getting closer to escape from the illusory world the controllers have imposed on them as it were a hard reality. But in the end, a lot of the things and events in religions are based on hard facts that can be verifiable, but also can be explained in another way, or ways, which most probably would be closer to the truth. Studying all this, we also find that many things of all kinds in religious sagas have become, or could have become, something quite real, simply because so many people strongly think they are real, with this manifesting it into becoming something egregorishly real. I mean manifested into reality like an egregore, or a tulpa. With this, I'm not saying that this or that religious avatar or every character in the story becomes, or has become real, although in the minds of the most fervent followers, they are unquestionably very real. It is most probably the case that many religious avatars or characters could have existed in reality, yet their life story, capacity or attributes may be heavily deformed to the advantage of the religious story, to use them, much like when someone is idealized because of the idea associated with that person, and not for who he or she really is. A very large part of the core religious teaching is based on the knowledge of other belief systems that were in place before, so although many of the core teachings can be traced back in time, for example, a lot of the New Testament is based on Marcus Aurelius Stoicism as well as on Buddhist teachings, but there is still a very large bulk of religious stories and base principles, which origins cannot be traced, and are lost in the midst of time. All strong belief systems are the base formation of the matrix on Earth and how it is created. They are the base rules of what is possible and what is not, as well as the explanation, or reason for why things exist and are as they are. All the agreements between the souls that are incarnated, and their perceptions, awareness, and ideas, are the ones that create the matrix, through the collective unconscious. In other words, the people and their ideas, attachments and level of awareness are the matrix itself. People don't live in a matrix, or only as an illusion. Everything is a reflection of who they are, collectively and individually. But those ideas, attachments and concepts and the matrix they are creating, don't end at death as they take who they are to the afterlife, also creating another astral matrix in the lower astral, if they get stuck there because of their attachments and ideas. Also, the lower astral and every creature and entity that lives in it are so close to the material world, that they manifest the so-called lower astral realm that is intertwined or intermeshed with the world of the living. Many, or nearly all the ideas that shape and manifest the material world are also shaping the astral planes which are closest to the world of the living, especially the lower astral where most souls get stuck, mostly because many of the entities there were once incarnated into a biological body in the material world, therefore they move, or take with them their belief systems to the lower astral where they now reside. This means that many of the ideas that rule the material world, also rule the lower astral. The lower astral can be described as a dark, bad copy of the material world, which is inhabited by innumerable creatures, beings, and entities, of which only some have once inhabited a biological body, while others are exclusive of those realms. Some have one foot in each realm, as there is no clear boundary between them, it is blurry, and this is the case of many of the so-called elemental creatures such as goblins, elves, and fairies, among many others, as well as a long list of cryptozoological animals and other creatures. The strongest belief systems of the world of the living are translated to the world of the lower astral, where they are also valid, and where they are manifested a lot faster, because the lower astral is a lighter and less dense existential realm, therefore, faster to manifest things in. And important to say, that the lower astral is not functioning with the same linear time perception as in the world of the living, as time there is less linear or only while observing one or another specific event, unlike the material world. Many disincarnates, lost souls, many of which may be stuck there because of their own limiting belief systems, and fear of punishment for their wrongdoings when they were alive, are strongly attached to religious dogma, and this most often is the case of many of the narcissistic entities which are classified as demons. Many creatures and entities there are very old from the point of view of the material world, and this means that many may still remember, and are attached to older belief systems, of which the strongest are the religious ones. This is the reason why religious procedures and spells, such as the ones found in exorcisms, do work on many demons and other negative entities, but not on all. As there are religious beliefs on the side of the living, so are they on the astral side, where they are a lot stronger simply because of the lighter, less material existential density there. This causes spells and religious commands to strongly affect those lower astral entities much stronger than in the material world, to the point where they can be damaged, or expelled from a place or a person with an entity infestation problem, for example, a possession. So even though religions are mostly false, as they were created artificially by mixing older concepts and independently verifiable facts, mixed and glued together with a lot of lies, they become quite real to those who strongly believe in them. And this is especially the case with souls and entities in the lower astral who are subscribed to those religions and their concepts. The same matrix that exists on the side of the living exists as well in a similar version on the side of the astral, as well as all that defines it, where it is manifested a lot faster to whoever, or whatever is there. When a strongly narcissistic and especially cruel person dies, chances are that they will become a demon on the other side. When a strong exorcist spell and command is imposed on them, it is their belief systems, combined with the much faster manifestation speed of the lighter existential realm, which will affect them, probably expelling them. Many strong spells invoke even older base principles that define how reality works, triggering collective unconscious responses that manifest rapidly there, also expelling or neutralizing the negative entity or entities who are related to them. A problem I see nowadays is that in general demonic presence of all kinds are on the rise. And I do connect this to a weakening of the religious belief systems that acted as a regulator before, as if newly created agnostic demons were on the rise, causing older spells and exorcism procedures to have weak effects on them or not work at all, simply because the new demon does not believe in them. Then there is another factor, which is that most of all those lower astral evil entities, if not all of them, do not have a soul as such, so they become a program, or the egregore manifestation of the collective unconscious of the world of the living. With this they react to what has been programmed in them by the matrix itself, and by who ultimately makes all the rules of that matrix, and those are the souls with a true connection to Source. As if they reacted to spells just because they were programmed that way, because the people who manifested everything gave them their attributes, including all the reactions they would have when they are exposed to one or another spell. In short, even though religions may be largely false, and in other cases completely false, from one or another more expanded point of view, they are still quite effective against entity infestations and demonic possessions, and in many cases may be the only option or way to get rid of them. It all boils down to what each side and each individual believes, and how strongly they do so in a complicated energetic dance. I hope I could shed some light on this part of the problem of dealing with things and entities from the lower astral. I'm not claiming this is all the explanation for what is going on, but this is what I see from my point of view, and I share it hoping it is helpful to deal with the nefarious influence from the lower astral. As I have explained before, the material world is under a lot of lower astral interference. Sometimes it has even been ruled by it and by the evil entities which inhabit that dark realm, which is just under human perception. Humans may not always notice it is there. Although they are feeling the lower astral's influence every day, they tend to explain everything away, thinking that strange things happen just by chance, or using mundane explanations and logic, that although sound good, they are arriving at wrong conclusions simply because they are not considering all the facts. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. Take care and stay positive. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.